My name is Mieko, and I am a musician, or I'm involved with musical activities.
Oh, all right. Hello. Hi. Good day.
I once in a while I perform in front of people, and when I perform, even though I feel excited, I feel nervous too. And when I am nervous, I tend to make mistakes. So I don't want to play the tape that I performed, even though I try. I know that I paid my best efforts and performed, but as I grow older, the habit is hard to change. So I wonder how I can change this habit. I tend to criticize myself.
All right. Again, please remember, habits are not hard to change. That's a belief. Once you recognize you have a habit, you don't have it anymore. If you keep on doing the same thing, it's because you believe you must continue to do the same thing for some reason. You say you are excited about playing your music, and that may be so. But obviously in energy, many times you have a greater fear that somehow you are going to be found lacking. And what that simply means is that you are judging yourself as somehow being lacking something. Right. What do you believe you are missing? Are you judging yourself by comparing yourself to other people and thinking I'm not as good as them?
Well, yeah.
Is that where it comes from, or does it come from someplace else? In what way do you believe you are not?
I have a fear that people may call me a failure.
A failure. All right, I understand. But let me ask you a question. May I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Now, what instrument do you play?
Piano.
All right. You know that the piano has many keys, yes?
Yes.
All right, well, is there a piece that you play that uses every key on the piano?
I don't think so.
All right. So no particular piece makes you need to use every single key? No composition needs to have every single key touched at some point in the composition?
Right.
All right, well, let us imagine you are going to do different compositions in one concert. Let us assume that over the course of this concert, with these different pieces you will play, eventually you will touch every single one of the keys on the piano keyboard. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
All right. Now, I am going to tell you, you're going to go out there and you're going to perform this concert. And I'm going to tell you, just before you go out on stage to begin your first piece, that one of the keys on the piano doesn't work. Would you want to use that piano, or would you rather have another piano that works?
The latter one.
Oh, all right. Well, why? Why would you choose the latter piano instead of the piano with one key that makes no sound?
As my performance goes on, and if I happen to need that key,
yes,
I cannot perform the tune in a correct way.
You would not be able to perform in the right way. The whole piece somehow would not be able to be complete because that one key is missing, yes?
Right.
Yes. Then why are you taking yourself off the keyboard of life? You are saying that you believe you have no purpose, in a sense, expressing the true self that you are. You do not believe that you really have something to give. You're like that one key you think doesn't work. But if you're there, if you're on the keyboard at all, it is important for you to realize there's a reason why you're there. You need that key to play the whole piece. So when you judge yourself, it is like you are making yourself not belong on the keyboard. And you are saying then that the whole piece cannot be played. All the other people are deprived of your beautiful note because you are judging yourself as not belonging or not working on the keyboard. Every note is unique. Your expression of music is a unique gift. If somehow you judge that you are not worthy to express your musical gift, then you are depriving others of that one beautiful note that would complete the whole piece. You have to trust that the way you choose to express yourself is perfect for what it needs to be to allow the whole song to be complete. Do you understand the analogy?
So what you mean is, even though I make a mistake in my performance, I am giving something to other people.
Yes, and the more you understand that you are really, truly giving a great gift to other people, you will relax about the way you perform and you will make less mistakes. Do you understand?
Yes, that's the point.
But the relaxation comes from trusting that whatever it is you do give is perfect for what you're giving, and that that is a gift to other people to be able to hear the unique expression that you give. You understand? Yes. Please go and make beautiful music.
Thank you.
Perhaps this would be a perfect time for you to all enjoy a short break. We will resume communication after your break. Thank you.